That's Ed Sheeran. And a tune called Sing. Arno Carsten's ahead of that one, Another Universe. 28 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Tuesday here on the Dave Charles Show. Brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And I have a special guest in the studio with me right now called Corin. Corin Doveton, how lovely to have you on the show, Corin. You're a marketing machine, apparently, according to your biog. Wow. Multitasker. A proud mum, a businesswoman, set up an organization, a marketing company 23 years ago, and it's still firing away on all cylinders. And that's correct. Not all, folks. You also are the inspiration behind something called Story Slam, which is really what I want to concentrate on today. Story Slam Bolito. It's apparently an opportunity to get together and experience something a little more unusual than just summer, a dinner and some oak holding a guitar in the corner.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about that for a second. What is Story Slam?
So, Dave, we still want you to come to a Story Slam. We've been hoping you would get there and come and experience it. It's truly a community event. It's really captured the imagination of this community massively. And I'm so grateful for that.
I was going to say why.
Why?
Well, ask the question, because yeah, that's really the essence of it. Why? Why has it been so successful? Why has it captured the imagination of the community? What do people relate to?
When I first heard of this concept of storytelling, I was absolutely captivated. I started doing some research, and then I was lucky enough to meet Sandy Coffey, who runs a Story Slam in St. Francis. And she very graciously offered to share her recipe with me. And that was really how it unfolded here in on the North Coast. And I just, I had this absolute conviction that it would work, that it would resonate with the people of this area. We've been here for 10 years now. We were here during the riots. We were here during the floods, etc. And I saw a community coming together in a way I've never seen before. We were in Joburg for 20 years prior to that. It's quite remarkable how the people in this area truly connect with one another and come together when it really matters. So I had this conviction, this absolute conviction in my gut, really, that this would work. And I do marketing and events for corporate companies. That's what we do, the production line, me and my partner, Nikki. We're based in Joburg. And this was something that I could do for myself, for my area, for my people, for my neighbors, for my community. And that was, I think, what drove me so hard to get it going. And I knew if I didn't get it going, someone else was. And then I was going to be seriously pissed off. So I took the dive and I went ahead and I started Story Slam. We started in June 2024 at Villages. I think we had three there. The first one, we had about 60 people and it just grew. We had the second one, we had close to 90. The third one, we were on 120 and the restaurant just couldn't cope. It was too small. So we knew we had to move. I started looking around. We went to Butcher and Wine at that point. I met Ayanda. And they've been wonderful, Ayanda and Andile, the twins, as I call them, the twinnies. They've been truly gracious hosts. We've been there for almost 2 years now at that particular venue. And that venue, in actual fact, is only supposed to take 70 packs. But we have consistently had bookings of over between 150, probably on our slowest evenings, up to, I think we had 269 in November last year, which was our grand finale for the year. We had a little bit of a party that particular one. We got in a DJ and we had some fun. So that's the essence of it. But more than that, it's driven by a social responsibility, which is the scholarship fund.
Okay. Well, before we get onto that, let's just, for those that are unfamiliar with Story Slam,
yes,
what is it?
Okay. So essentially, it's an international concept, number one. It was started in New York by the Moth Society. It's a storytelling evening. And in fact, in New York, it's very competitive. They have a winner at the end of every night. But essentially, it's five speakers. They each get 5 minutes. They must tell a true story. They tell it to a theme. And they tell it to a live audience. That's in a nutshell,
they
that's what it is.
To a theme. What does that mean?
So every month we have a different theme. For example, now on Thursday, the 30th of July, we have our next one happening. And the theme is Great Expectations. We have five speakers. So the themes are quite generic so that you can take a story that's happened to you, a truly relatable story, and weave it into the theme. So there is a little bit of skill involved. You do need to do a little bit of pre-work because you only have 5 minutes. And I think that's been the challenge for most of our speakers. And I drum it into them. I give them guidelines. I don't just expect them to stand up there and wing it.
Why only 5 minutes?
I think 5 minutes... If you can get your message across in 5 minutes, I think it can captivate the audience. And it would just be too long if it was more than that.
Because we have a very short attention span these days.
Quite right. But I think more than that. So
it's the social media approach to storytelling.
Probably, yes. More than that, we've also started something else, which I'll probably tell you about a bit later. We've done a story slam beyond the slam, which was a brainchild of Sharon Castle. I'm sure you know Sharon from MindFit. She actually approached me and said, I've got, again, this conviction that this is going to work. What do you think? And she said, there's so many incredible stories that are told in 5 minutes, but everyone's asking the questions, what happened next? And how did that play out? And what happened, in the story? So we've just done our first one. We've just done our first podcast. It's actually up on the Instagram page. There's a link through to our YouTube channel where we interviewed one of our speakers. It was Dr. Richard Finch. He spoke, forget the theme now. I have a story to tell. That was his theme. He spoke about his life. He was born round about the war, 1945, and he lived his first 18 months of his life in a pillowcase in an orphanage. It's quite a story. It's a remarkable story. And I would really encourage everyone to go onto the Instagram page at StorySlamKZN. Find the link it's on the highlight to the podcast and go and have a listen because he's a great storyteller too. He's 82. So you have these incredible people who live around us in this area and we just don't know what's going on in their lives or where they come from. So Sharon's driving that with me. And that was our first one. And we're hoping too that we'll get sponsors for those podcasts because obviously the technical side, you can imagine, Andrew Bigley has done it for us. We know him well in this area. He's been very gracious.
You should talk to us. We do podcasts as well. Very well.
Wonderful.
We might be able to come to an arrangement as they say. Let's take a musical interlude. We'll come back on the flip side for more from Karen Dupton.
Said you would leave me
Moments away. And we're back in conversation with Corin Doveton. We're talking about Story Slam Bolito, which is a wonderful event. It's an opportunity for people to come together to listen to stories told by people from the community, themed stories. And it's jolly good fun, I'm sure, and it's riveting entertainment, but it has a purpose, and that is you're raising money for a pretty worthy cause. What is that?
Dave, we have the overriding reason why we do Story Slam is to raise funds for a scholarship. We had a child, just to go back a little bit, we had a child who came to live with us when he was about 4 years old, couldn't speak English, literally came from the rural parts, hadn't been to school. He came to us, we then approached the dad and the gran, and we said, he can stay, but you know, we will educate him. We managed to get him through junior school, and then for high school, we got him onto a scholarship, which was the Theo Jackson Scholarship Fund at JEPI in Johannesburg. I don't know if you know that scholarship fund at all, but it is quite different from other scholarships in that it doesn't just pay the fees. It also mentors the boys. It's run by Dale Jackson and his mum, Elaine Jackson, and their brother, Craig. And Dale then was the headmaster. And through his guidance, that scholarship fund now probably, I think it supports about 40 children at any one time, 40 young boys. They get their fees are paid for, plus there's a very strong mentoring arm done by the teachers in the school who are appointed to look after these boys, plus obviously the family. So once our child, Zach, actually had been through this scholarship program, he then went teaching, and he's still in Joburg, and he'll meet young boys in Diepsloot and places like that, and they'll say to him, how did you get out of that cycle? How did you get into such a good school? And he came to me, and we were, when he comes for visits here in KZN, and he said, I feel this need that I have to give back. You know, how do I help these children? And he was consumed by this. And at the same time, he's trying to finish his teaching degree. So I said to him, you know what, why don't we start our own scholarship program here in KZN? I'll chat to Dale Jackson and the JP Fund, and let's get ours happening here in KZN. You focus on getting your degree, which is exactly what we've done. So we are now a registered nonprofit company. It's called the DKS Scholarship Fund. We have Section 18A certification for tax purposes from SARS. So everything's in place, everything's approved. And in actual fact, having run Story Slam now for it's been 2 years in actual fact. We started with our first child this year in 2026 in grade 8. Our young man is at Northwood School. We picked Northwood School simply because it's in close proximity to us on the North Coast, which means his family can visit him and we can get to him easily. It's a good school. I've met with Paddy Doyle on numerous occasions. They are super excited about the scholarship and the way that it's run, the fact that it's got the mentoring arm. So we have a teacher at the school who looks after our young man. We get regular updates and we chat regularly. And he's doing really, really well. He came from Umhlali, which is a great feeder school. You know, we have some centers of excellence in this area. Umhlali Prep, in my view, certainly is a wonderful school. So that's where he came from, that the teachers, you know, put him forward. And we 6 months into his 5-year career in high school at Northwood on the scholarship.
Oh, well done to you and your collaborators. Yes. It's a very worthy cause.
Thank you.
And it's funded by Story Slam.
It's funded by Story Slam. Everybody pays 100 rand at the door. That 100 rand, 100% of that goes into the scholarship fund. I don't get paid for any of this, and nor do my other team that are working with me. We're all doing it simply because we believe that education is the key to unlocking the doors into a better future. And so far, we do need sponsors. We do have a sponsor for our child. We have about a 30% sponsorship at the moment, committed sponsor that's been ring fenced around him for the next 5 years. So we do need sponsors. I'm a bit nervous to go with our second child. We will certainly put our feelers for our second child for 2027. However, we will only commit once we know we have committed sponsors on board. It's Story Slam is there to supplement it and to assist with the other things like the sports tours, the medical bills possibly, or, you know, he's just needed glasses, for example, which are quite expensive and his parents can't afford. So there are elements within that the Story Slam Fund will cover, but we do need... It's a very expensive, essentially, to do education.
Indeed it is.
A 5-year plan is 1 million rand in a government school. Yeah, it's 200K a year. That's what we're looking at. So that's the kind of, you know, if you start incrementally working on that, what we're getting in at Story Slam is assisting hugely. But to commit to a second child, we would need additional sponsors to come on board.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Clearly. But it's a great start.
Yes.
And hopefully it will grow.
That's the plan. We're hoping for a child every year. If we could do 2 children every year, imagine the difference we could make.
Yeah, because everything starts with literally, you can't change the world en masse at a single, you know, it's not magic. You don't perform. But literally one mind at a time can make a huge difference.
Yeah, it's the
so one child that becomes central to a movement for good. It's a wonderful thing that you've planted, a seed that has been planted that delivers and grows. Mm. And you're quite right with education, of course, being key to for the future for all of us in this country. Mm. We should all be committed to assisting where we can with worthy initiatives like your Story Slam. But for those that are listening and thinking, well, you know, it's, I love the where it's going to, but for me, I'm more interested in just being there because I want to get involved. If there are people that have a story to tell and want a platform to tell it, how do they get involved?
My contact details are on the Instagram page, and on every poster that we put out there for the next edition of Story Slam, all my details are on there. And I would encourage anybody, please, to get hold of me. Everybody is welcome. We would love to hear your story. Everybody has a story to tell. So we are, it is an open platform. We've had, I think the youngest person we've had on the Story Slam stage was 14 or 15. She was in grade 8 or 9. And the oldest person we've had was 91. So it's a very broad range. We have people from all groups, all walks of life, and we welcome them.
Have you told your story?
I actually have. We won't go there.
What was it in 5 minutes? Because I don't think you can tell a story in 5 minutes. You and me.
My story, the theme was faking it, which was a questionable theme in the first instance. And I spoke about my travels overseas. I backpacked around Europe I went overseas for about a year. And I really winged it. I had come from a nursing background and I wanted to work, so obviously shift work over weekends, etc. And I wanted to work in an office. I wanted a 9-to-5 job, Monday to Friday, so I could have my weekends off and go and explore. So I applied at an accounting firm. It was a placement agency for a job as a PA. I'd never typed. I couldn't operate a computer, didn't know how to switch one on because this was just at the time when computers were coming in. And they asked me all these questions, and my interview went really well. But they asked, I'm afraid to say, I lied. I said I can type. I know how to operate a computer, thinking that they would send me off to a company somewhere else to go and work, and I would work it out and figure it out. And they didn't. They turned to me and they said, oh, well, that's wonderful. We'd love you to start with us tomorrow.
Wow.
So now I was in this huge predicament. I thought, oh, my gosh, my father's going to kill me. I'm going to be found out. I'll last a day. Well, as it happened, the girl that was leaving was a whiz on the computer. So she taught me everything in 2 days. She taught me how to switch that thing on, how to do Word, how to, those were the big, big desktop computers in those days. So this was the 80s. And I landed up staying there for a good 6 months. They loved me. I loved them. I integrated well into the team. I learned how to use a computer. I learned how to type. Very quickly, I might add. And I think my learning was that you don't need to fake these things, when you're going in for interviews. If you are honest enough to say, listen, I don't know how to do these things, but I will learn, take a chance on me, I think they would have still given me the job for sure.
Interesting. And an interesting approach. And you're quite right. So there it is. If you would like to be part of the Story Slam movement, and you have a story to tell, and you would like to contact Karen. And conversely, if you just want to be there to listen and contribute, your 100 rand entrance fee goes to the scholarship fund. You'll not only have a really fabulous time, but you'll be doing good. And this is something that we sometimes despair about. We don't have chance to do enough in our busy, busy worlds that we occupy with all sorts of nonsense. But this is one movement that literally you can make a difference by having fun. And I think that deserves applause. My very special guest this morning, Karen Doveton. Story Slam. Yeah, I will be at your next one. When is it going to be and where?
Well, now you just, it's Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yes, the 30th. At Butcher and Wine.
But it's full in Salt Rock.
We can always find a space for you, Dave. Otherwise, we'll have you on the stage maybe down the line.
Down the line? Yep. Well, watch this
space.
We'd
love to hear a story.
It may just happen. But good luck for Thursday. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute blast. And
Thank you. And
more success to your bow with the initiative. The Story Slam initiative, I think it's an absolute winner. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
And the Dave Charles Show continues.